This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, underlining that war will not bring any solution. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan, Mr. Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Misri said, the two leaders also discussed the issue related to the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals in the Russian army. He further said that the Indian embassy is pursuing around 20 cases with the Russian side currently, and New Delhi is hopeful that all of the Indian nationals can be released at an early date and repatriated to India very soon. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he had a very good meeting with Iranian President Mr. Masoud Pezeshkian. The two leaders also discussed ways to deepen ties in futuristic sectors. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi congratulated the Iranian President on his recent electoral victory and reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening the age-old bilateral ties with his country. They also held discussions on key areas of cooperation, including on the Chabahar port and the international north-south transport corridor. India and Singapore have agreed to enhance industry cooperation, especially in niche domains such as automation and artificial intelligence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Singapore's Minister of Defence Dr. Ng Eng Hen co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Ministerial Dialogue in New Delhi today. Dr. Hen also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming Dr. Hen, the President said that India and Singapore have a rich history of bilateral cooperation. President Murmu expressed happiness that the relationship has been elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narawal, Pakistan, through the Kartarpur Sahib corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that extension of the validity of this agreement will ensure uninterrupted operation of the corridor for use by the pilgrims from India to visit the Holy Gurdwara in Pakistan. Union Minister for Communication Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, have increased from 75 lakh to 1.8 crore in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and 7 services of BSNL in New Delhi today, the minister said that India is among the 6 countries in the world to develop their own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase elections in Maharashtra with the issuance of notifications today. Voting for Jharkhand's second phase and Maharashtra will be held on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Central Council for Research in Homeopathy Director General Subhash Kaushik participated in an event at Dr. Anjali Chatterjee Regional Research Institute for Homeopathy in Kolkata today. He informed that Ayush Ministry has tied up with several AIIMS, medical colleges, IITs, universities for research in homeopathy. Scientists are working on it. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated host Malaysia 4-2 in a group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup this evening. The Indian team continued its winning streak in the tournament, registering its 3rd win in a row under new coach P.R. Srijesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.